There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Two words to pass along because of that. Thank you. We appreciate that. New round of analysis on that frontier just out days ago, and we continue to gain fine listeners to the program we call What's on Your Mind on AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. Our mothership, the flagship, is the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, KLTC Dickinson, KTGO Tioga. Thank you very much. Twins baseball trip tomorrow and broadcast. We're actually going to be on the bus and traveling. We're leaving Fargo about 7 a.m., so I don't know. We'll be down close to St. Cloud, I guess, by the time we start the program and roll on into the Twin Cities. So the mobile Twins-bound edition of What's on Your Mind tomorrow. Another first. We're looking forward to that. So it should be great fun. We're brought to you this hour by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Yesterday on the program, chatted with Jason Bohr, Lakebind Energy Council. And I continue to just be stunned at the level of stupidity at the EPA. You know, it's really incredible. Somebody yesterday came up to me and said, you know, all this talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, how about defunding, the EPA? We're trying to starve, bad actors in the Middle East, as an example. What do? We go after their funds. Well, the EPA is a bad actor. Go after their funds. And we, of course, asked yesterday on Energy Matters, we had Senator Hovind on. We asked him that. He said, well, we're actually doing that, but we've got it in the appropriations bills, and we got to get to those bills. And the Democrats keep filibustering those bills. Almost to the point where, let's just go nuclear, you know. Just play the games they play, right? Because I think this idea that, well, we need a bigger majority, and we need a different administration. All true. And has to be done. But, you know, number one, what will be left of the country by then? And number two, what if that doesn't do the trick? Crazy times. Anyway, a couple things in the news that we're keeping tabs on. I did find more information on this story in Laverne that I've been talking about. I know we have a lot of farmers and ranchers in our audience. And if you've heard about this story in this undercover video, I would welcome your take as well on the program today to say, you know, is this over the top? What they've done, is it factual? The headlines, in case you haven't heard of it, that's a Minnesota hog farm, Laverne, Minnesota. Seven people have been suspended because of the information. Christensen Farms, one of the nation's largest pork producers, the subject of a hidden camera footage that appears to show 6,000 piglets being abused and neglected at a company farm in Laverne. A Los Angeles-based watchdog group, Last Chance for Animals, released grisly video footage of sick and wounded pigs yesterday languishing for weeks in the company's sick pens, being dragged by the ears and snouts and being slapped and stabbed by pens to force them to walk. The group calling on the Rock County Sheriff's Office to bring charges of animal abuse against the facility. I've not seen the videos. I'm just reading from the story. The CEO said, we're disappointed to learn of alleged violations of our animal welfare policies at one of our facilities. At Christensen Farms, we take the health and welfare of our animals very seriously. It's our responsibility, and we owe it to our packer customers and consumers to provide uncompromising care to our animals. There's no place in this industry for individuals who mistreat animals. Why would you? That's your paycheck. You know, there's no motivation to do that. Maybe you got a couple of rogue actors here, and they've obviously been suspended. But if you know, we're following this, we're watching this. I hope, but I know the answer to this probably. There'd be a lot of folks more concerned about this than they are about the Planned Parenthood situation. I hope that's not the case, but I bet it will be, unfortunately, which kind of is what happens. So bad news. Tomorrow on the program, former Senator Norm Coleman will join us, and he has some thoughts on the Iran deal that is heating up. So does Byron Dorgan, I see. Kind of hard for Heidi Heitkamp to vote against the Iran deal when her protege is running around saying, hey, this Iran deal's great. That will be most interesting. Another tough one for Senator Heitkamp to have on. We are efforting an interview with Senator Dorgan, actually, to have him. Senator Dorgan's office reached out to us to have him on the program, which we appreciate. A memo to Senator Heitkamp, maybe you ought to think about it. And we are working on scheduling that, but I did suggest that it happened the same time that Senator Coleman's on the program, and then I'll just be the referee and have folks on opposite sides of that issue have at it. So for sure one side of that tomorrow, maybe both on the program. Anyway, back to the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you have a moment, bookmark this site, secureenergyfuture.org, and bone up on what's going on right now to take out this industry, speaking of the EPA. Because the proposed regulations really are not about improving the situation. They are making it more difficult. The uncertainty that's coming in from this current rule on the investments here, all of this threatens the reliability and certainly the affordability of electricity. The latest on these issues online, secureenergyfuture.org. The issues, the facts, all the details on the Clean Power Plan and what you need to know about it are there. It really helps you get up to speed. You know, what does this rule do? What it mean? Is it legal? Can you stop it? Are there benefits in it? What should we do? You know, all of those questions are answered. So check them out at secureenergyfuture.org. Wednesdays, we normally do the Talk Radio Town Hall in this slot. Congressman Kevin Cramer is with his family and doing a vacation this week. So I thought the operative thing to do would be to give you, the listeners of this program, a Talk Radio Town Hall for yourself. All right? I have a couple of questions, but if you have a different topic you want to talk about, that's fine. But I want to ask you a couple of questions. And specifically on what we do every day and try to do well, and that is hold folks accountable and get answers to questions and dig into the issues important to you. What's the number one most important issue that concerns you? Because maybe we're not spending enough time on what it is that concerns you. That's one of the questions I have. And to the extent that we are regularly talking with elected leaders, what do you want from them? What do you want us to convey from you to them? All right, so there's a couple of questions from me. Now I want yours. Answers, that is. So off we go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, where somebody this hour is going to win a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant $20 gift certificate breakfast for two. How about that? Trish in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. Actually, after all that, now I'm thinking I need to talk about something else. But anyway, I didn't hear the whole story about the pigs being tortured or whatever. You know, my brother-in-law worked for a very large hog operation where they had baby pigs. You know, what do you call that? Is that farrowing? I don't know. And they had an employee who, in the overnight shift, they had babies dying because the hogs were giving birth and they weren't being taken care of. They go back and look at the videotape, you know, the security tapes. And here she's showing up for work, walking around a little, kind of look like she's working. When she's alone, she's getting all the towels out of the shower area, piling them somewhere out of sight, and sleeping through her whole shift.
Yeah.
Well, she lost her job, but obviously they lost quite a few little pigs in the process. You know, you just can't hire good work. And how do we expect people to care about living things when we kill our children before they're born? We've raised an entire generation to think life is just disposable.
Sadly, there is truth to that. And as I said, there no doubt will be more outrage over this alleged situation down in Laverne than there is and has been about the Planned Parenthood undercover videos.
Yeah.
Five now.
It's
five
really
of
bad.
Them. Yeah. Good point. You're right on. I want the whole story here because there's been a warning recently to agriculture operations. Look, they're coming, and they're doing these video games and they edit them highly. So maybe that's what's going on here too. Don't know. We'll find out though probably in due time.
Why is it that the EPA, if this had been an oil company that had spilled all this stuff into that river, they'd have been screaming within a few minutes, Yeah,
isn't
somebody
that amazing?
Said we rolled, but since it was the EPA, well, we just didn't talk about it for a couple of days.
Well, Trish, they're sorry, in case you haven't heard.
Oh,
they're,
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. They are sorry, but you're right. How much are they going to get fined? Colorado Mine, by the way, if you hadn't heard that, EPA polluting a river. You can't make this stuff up. Trish, great to hear from you. Call again. Thanks a bunch. John West Fargo, you're next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Medora yet is my big question for you. If not, why not? Since it is the number one tourist destination in North Dakota for good reason. Great bit of history there in beautiful Medora, North Dakota. And lest you think I'm, ribbing you too much, I haven't been there yet either this summer. I can't even believe it. All around it, I've not been to Medora, but that's going to change this weekend. Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday morning in beautiful Medora. be broadcasting the Monday edition of What's on Your Mind from beautiful Medora. So, folks, let's get to it. Have you golfed Bully Pulpit yet? You got to do that. Have you been to the musical yet? Pitchfork Fondue. Have you seen our buddy Teddy Roosevelt there? The main man. Have you, by the way, that salute to Teddy Roosevelt is nothing short of amazing. It really is. Great job. The trail rides, Medora.com, 1-800-MEDORA-1. Explore it. Adore it. Medora. Think we get Teddy Roosevelt on the show Monday, or you think he is busy with the New York Times or something? Think we can get him, Todd? I hope so. Hope we can. Be nice. All right. Let's see here. John in West Fargo's next. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Only the guests are you. I asked my two questions, and I've turned it over to you. By the way, feel free to talk about anything else. It doesn't have to be about answers to my two questions. Politicians do that all the time. They talk about what they want to talk about, so you might as well be just like they do, just like they are. John in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott. Hey, Medora is absolutely breathtaking. You're absolutely right about that. And I've been enjoying your show this morning. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I really, really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Say, I was informed by a coworker of mine. I'm one of the few truck drivers still working in the Bakken, and I was informed by a coworker about a week ago. And I loaded in Williston and drove to City, Montana, and I can't express in words how angry I was the whole drive. There's I'm sure you're familiar with Lignite, North Dakota.
I am.
Small town, yeah. 200 people. They've got a volunteer fire department up there, and the volunteer fire department has a water well. I called up there and I actually talked to the fire chief, so I've got some firsthand information here, not just what the newspapers are saying, but I think it was since 1995 they were selling water to farmers. To help get equipment and things like that, but they didn't make a lot of money. And then the oil boom hit, and they start selling water to oil companies, and they made some money. They made $650,000, and they put it to good use. They bought a new fire truck. They improved and updated all their equipment. I mean, I can only imagine how outdated a small town's equipment like that would be. Well, the state finds out about it and fines them $658,000. Because they didn't have a $200 permit. So the current fire chief tells me that the old fire chief resigned over this issue. They've lost a ton of volunteers over this issue. And when I talked to him last week, he said they had a fire and three guys showed up. And he goes, "Now listen, I'm really happy that we have two new guys, but they're new, and I'm thankful that it was a small fire because I basically ended up putting it out by myself." And I asked him a tough question. I said, "Listen, did you know that you needed to have a $200 permit?" And he goes, "John, don't you think that if I knew that I needed a $200 permit, I would have gotten it?" And so I got really hot under the collar. I've called the governor. I said, "This is an outrage." I talked to one of his aides. I've talked to my state senator, and I've talked to my congressman. And I'm sad to say that my state senator told me that the North Dakota Water Board came to them and said, "Hey, we got a situation." And my senator pretty much said, "Throw the book at him. We have to apply the law across the board." And I just am so, I'm so tired. If I hear another politician say, "Well, a stand-up everyday citizen broke the law," Scott, I'm going to drive to California, climb to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge, and jump off.
Who's your state senator?
Judy Lee. And I've been frustrated with her for years. And at this point, I can't tell you how frustrated I am with her.
Judy Lee is a long-serving Republican senator, a lot of expertise in the health and human services side, but obviously lacking a little experience in North Dakota common sense, it sounds like to me.
That's the thing, Scott. What do we do when the law isn't just and it has no common sense?
You just fix a situation like that. You don't do a clawback. I would think. Who'd you talk to in the governor's office?
I spoke with a gal by the name of Shelley, and she said the governor was out. And I said, listen, that little town, and what they're doing is, I don't know how they sell the water, so I'm just going to forward is going to take 50 cents a gallon, let's say, to make up the $658,000. And so I told Judy Lee, because she called me, and after I called her, I sent her an email, and I'm like, Judy, it doesn't matter about the money, and it doesn't matter about the law. Is the community of Lignite served if this small town fire department, volunteer fire department, goes away? And she sends me a response and says, oh, people come and go in fire departments all the time, and that's just the normal nature of everyday business. And you know what? She's right about that, except when the long arm of the state is taking this big hammer and smacking you over the head. And then she told me she doesn't believe that the people up in Lignite, she said, the people up in Lignite are smart. If you're a fire chief, you're smart. I do not believe that they didn't know. And I said, Judy, are you calling me a liar? And she did political speak. No. I just don't believe they didn't know. And I said, Judy, so you're calling the fire chief?
Well, I mean, again, that's just, there's some common sense missing there, too, because a $200 permit on something you're going to make $650,000 on, of course you're going to buy the $200 permit, you know. I mean,
that's what the fire chief told me, Scott. He said, John, don't you think if I would have known needed a $200 permit, I would have got it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like there's some more people that need to get involved in it. So you're saying that whoever enforced it to the degree they did came to Senator Lee and said, what should we do here? And her advice was throw the book at him?
It wasn't her advice. She sits on, like, a committee, and the committee said, no, I'm putting this stuff in my words, except for the part where she said, I don't believe. And that's why I said, okay, so you're calling us a liar, basically. Oh, no, I just don't believe they're smart people. Whoever sits on the overseeing committee, from what she told me, the state water board came to them and said, hey, we got a situation here.
Yeah.
And I'm just flabbergasted.
John, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to have managers get some information from you, and we'll dig into this,
Scott,
a little bit.
Please ask your listeners, take 5 minutes today and call the governor. Take 5 minutes tomorrow, call their senator. Take 5 minutes the next day and call their congressman and tell them the volunteer fire department of Lignite, North Dakota is not paying you a dime. Please, just take 15 minutes. And please, Scott, you do too. Just, I would appreciate anything you can do for this little small town volunteer.
Oh, I like Lignite. I do. I had an uncle up actually by marriage through my Kenny Berg is my wife's uncle that lived up there. And he's recently moved down to Minot, but, you know, Columbus and Lignite, Crosby, a lot of history there on my wife's side of the family. So enjoy that part of North Dakota for sure. And but whether it was in Lignite or whether it was in Linton or, you know, wherever, it still doesn't make any sense. How about Lincoln?
Those guys have a hard job.
So hang on, John. Just if you would, give me your information off the air, and we'll check into this a little bit. Sounds like it's a legislative issue, so probably go to Al Carlson or Rich Wardner and check it out. All right, let's see. Mike and Botno, Tom and Fargo, you're next. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Linton was on my mind. Right? So I mentioned Linton a moment ago because the caller called it the leg night, and I said, well, whether it was leg night or whether it was Linton, it wouldn't matter, but. When I had Linton on my mind, I was thinking of Gene Wolfer down there at the Hedalls location. You know, Hedalls has it. They have the auto parts you need. You go in there, they're going to have it. But you're also going to stare across the counter at folks that probably been there a good deal of time and really are the best of the best. They really are. Dick Hedall says, hey, our people, that's my secret weapon. They are really incredible. And Gene's been down there a long time. I think he's been at the Hedalls location for like 20 years. He was at the Chevy GM and Olds garage for a lot of years. Even before that, was at the Standard Service Station and Lynn doing tune-ups and wheel packs and tire changes and the whole works. And he just loves, you know, being in the back of the shop trying to find something for somebody. Have another customer come in. Say, hey, what you need? Let me grab that for you, too. Taking care of those customers day in and day out. I ask him the question I ask all of my friends at Hedalls. What was your first car? How about this? 52 Chev two-door fastback. Called it his bang-around car. Did a little customizing to it. And added a few more along the way. 60s, he said, boy, 67 GTO, 389, three deuces and a four-speed. Yeah. Fast cars, he had the Malibu SS. Good stuff. You know, and worked on a few over the years as well. Those are the kind of folks you're going to find when you walk in there at Hedalls. Master certified as well on the ASE side. So they're pros. At Hedalls. Stop into the Linton Hedalls location. Tell Gene Wolfer Scott sent you. And any of the Hedalls locations are packed with good folks. Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and all throughout North Dakota. One of our fine sponsors on this program we call What's on Your Mind. Doing the Talk Radio Town Hall today, two questions. Two questions. What's the number one most important issue that concerns you? We had a caller concerned that the Lignite Volunteer Fire Department is getting ripped off. That's as important as an Iran deal in somebody's eyes, right? I mean, to him, that's what matters. That's why we're here. I don't, you know, there's plenty of people analyzing the Iran deal, and we'll do some of it ourselves tomorrow, as a matter of fact, on the program. It's not unimportant, but there's other fish we can fry here, and we like to, but we need to know from you what it is that is most important to you. What do you want from your elected leaders? That'll help us in other talk radio town halls. Understand what you want from them. Tell me that. What do you want from them? Answer on a particular issue, more one-on-one time, whatever it is. Tell us. Mike in Botno, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
It's Planned Parenthood Records. No, that's definitely federally funded. And I understand that they donated money to certain politicians, you know, campaign money. Is that true?
Yeah, no, they, it's tricky how they do it because, you know, Planned Parenthood doesn't write out a check to Heidi Heitkamp, but their CEO does, and individuals do. And they have PACs, like Emily's List. Is Emily's List one of them? I think it is. You know, there's different groups that are, you know, okay, we're going to go find all the, you know, pro-choice people in the Congress, and we're going to give them money. But Heidi Heitkamp's taking a lot of money from folks who are fans of Planned Parenthood for her support. So, in other words, Heidi Heitkamp, her positions are well known to this point, and when a decision comes up like on Planned Parenthood, do I vote to defund them? She knows those dollars came in. She is, same thing with Kathy Hochul, the Republican legislators, I always say, because this isn't a partisan thing. There's folks on both sides of the aisle that carry this opinion. But does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, but I have called, I think, every office of Heidi Heitkamp's and can't get an answer or reply out of any of them who's asking me the amount that Heidi got from Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to say zero, but I would. Here's how I'd ask the question. You know, how many fundraisers organized by supporters of Planned Parenthood has she attended, and how many dollars has she received from those people? But yeah. they're going to avoid your question because the answer is uncomfortable,
well,
Mike.
That's what they did, and I think the lady should also step down and give money back to the taxpayers, no matter where it comes from. You know, have something to do with the federally funded organization. Up next.
I can't understand that vote by Heidi Heitkamp. I really can't. Senator Hovind told us yesterday that what the bill did actually was take taxpayer dollars that were going to Planned Parenthood and shift them to community health centers. And so because there are not Planned Parenthood clinics in North Dakota, there actually would be dollars that would be a net gain to North Dakota health facilities, and she voted against it. They don't have a base here, as I said. So why does she feel a need to support it? To me, it's got to be the campaign dollars. It's got to be I got to stay in good favor with this crowd. So I'm going to vote in favor of them continuing to get taxpayer dollars. I mean, she could still be pro-choice and think it's a bad idea for taxpayer dollars to fund the kinds of activities we saw in that video, right? I would think.
I would say yes. Yes, certainly. I don't know. I guess bottom line is I'm starting to think off. I used to have total respect for politicians. I remember my father had a friend who was a state senator, and I was like awed by the guy. But I have no respect for any of those guys.
You have no respect for us. You're saying you have no respect for any politician these days?
No, I'll take that back. But there's a lot of them I do have no respect for.
It's, you know, I think it's a dirty word more and more, and I it's sad. It really is. I think the game has been tainted. And I honestly, I'll tie this to Donald Trump. I think it's one of the reasons you're seeing Trump, soar in the polls. I really do. Because people are just saying, finally, I don't care if he's a little rude. I don't care if he's a little crass. I don't care if he's even a little piggish. He is finally fighting back and speaking for me on the issues I care about. And he's not a politician. Fresh air. There you go, Mike. Appreciate the call. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is a spot where you can win yourself a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant gift certificate, breakfast for two. Speaking of Donald Trump, I've been trying to get to this all day. He held a series of events yesterday. He did an interview with Sean Hannity. He did a press conference, and he did a speech in Michigan. Here's a little montage of some of the Trumpsters from yesterday. See what you think.
Today we have a tremendous crowd tonight, like fantastic crowd and great people. And
I guarantee you this: if I win the Republican nomination, I guarantee you, all sitting there, I will not run a third party candidate.
I want to run as a Republican. I'm leading in every poll. Big one poll came out yesterday. I'm at 32%. And nationally, and that's what I want to do. I want to run as a Republican.
I hope that I will be the Republican nominee, because that's the best way to win. I'm going to keep the door open on the other. If I'm not treated fairly, and the word is fairly, it doesn't mean well, it means fairly. If I'm not treated fairly, we'll see what happens.
Okay, you have so many different plans, Steve, and you have the fair tax, and you have the flat tax, and you have the current system, but it's too complicated. Frankly, what we should do is start off by simplifying our current. We could start it off by simplifying our current system. Put H&R Block out of business. Knock them out. Put them out of business.
Right now with China, I have a friend. He's a great manufacturer. He can't get his product into China. Can't get it in. They devalued today.
the biggest devaluation in two decades. Two decades. And you know what devalue means, right? Devalue means suck the blood out of the United States. That's what devalue means, okay?
I take from that round of sound bites that Donald Trump is pivoting from pot shots. And, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, just kind of his, Megyn Kelly, you don't like me, maybe I shouldn't like you. You're no war hero, John McCain, you know, the kind of stuff he's been doing.
Megyn Kelly, right?
What'd you say?
At least maybe he's moved on from Megyn Kelly. That's refreshing.
Yeah, he's moving on from pot shots to policy, and that's smart in my mind.
Yeah.
Right? Because now he's got the attention of a lot of people. And his Iran stuff, I love what he said about Carl Icahn. If we have time, I'll play it a little bit. Carl Icahn, you know, this, I don't know, what would you call Carl Icahn? Shark investor, but uber smart, you know. I mean, he called him a killer. The guy's a killer. I call him and say, if I win, would you be the ambassador to China? And you don't think the Chinese would think, the negotiating stance is going to change a little bit? And he told a story, actually, about how Caroline Kennedy went to the White House and said, can I help you guys? And they said, yeah, how do you want to be the China, you know, the ambassador to Japan? And he's like, you got to be kidding me. You know, fine lady, but, I mean, what's her credentials for going there to make sure we're effectively negotiating with major trade partners of ours? So I think that's a smart move on Trump's part. Anyway, did you see any of it? Got any comment on that? Let us know. Talk Radio Town Hall with you as the guest today. That is the callers. Tom and Fargo, you're next.
Hi. I don't want to stir the pot here, and this can get stirred pretty quickly out here, is that on July 28th, our beloved president joked to the African Democrat diplomat that is, he thought if he ran again, he could win a third term. And they actually, Rasmussen actually put out a poll, and no surprise, 57% of identified Democrats would give Obama a third term. My concern is that, one, this isn't dying down, and two, not only the sad part is that he gives the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and everything so much, he puts such high value on this that the question is, could he actually disregard the Constitution and run again, even if it is tongue-in-cheek? Still, I mean, look what he's done so far in a third term. That's my question.
Yeah, that's interesting take. I find myself, as it pertains specifically to this president, just saying, I'm not going to waste my energy anymore. I'm going to wait him out. I am going to worry, and I will direct the rest of my, worry in the sense of what can he do in the way of additional damage, but expend my energy towards the folks that voted for him because they're a bigger worry. Would you agree?
That's correct. Oh, absolutely. Yes, and unfortunately, all the illegal ones that came in last year, and they've shipped them all over the United States. It's very sad because who they're probably going to vote for, unless they get educated very quickly as to what's going on, who they will vote for. And, that's not comforting.
All right. Last chance, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Last chance to be the caller. The caller. It comes away with the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline prize today. Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, a $20 gift certificate. We're doing one a day. Isn't that fun? And yesterday, the winner said, I'm thrilled to win, but I'd like you to give it to a Vietnam vet. So we gave that away earlier in the show today to a Vietnam vet who was nice enough to give us a call. But last chance to get in on the Talk Radio Town Hall, whatever's on your mind, answer those two questions on what you want from your elected leaders or the most important issue to you or anything else. Call now.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids and increasing per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of a herbicide and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Of What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition of the program, and I'm sorry to see it go, but guess what? The good news is we have five calls on the five lines we have ready to chat, so we're going to get to all of them, and we're going to do it quickly, and we're going to find out who wins the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant Breakfast for Two certificate, courtesy of our friends at Cloverdale today. We have the big flavor Cloverdale hotline we're celebrating with some gift certificates from some of those great folks that serve Cloverdale Foods. And if you've never been to Dakota Farms Family Restaurant, you're missing out. They serve about everything Cloverdale makes, and it's so good you can't even believe it. It really is. We're brought to you in part today by S&S Motors, Watford City, North Dakota. You can find them online at snsmotorsinc.com. Look in the market for a used truck. These guys really find great trucks, quality trucks, well-maintained trucks. And good example, they got a 2012 Ford F-250 Lariat I'm looking at. It's white, and it is sharp. I can't even begin to tell you how sharp it is. $37,995 for that baby, and it's all loaded up, only 41,000 miles on that. That's a Ford F-250. The new is, you know, north of 50, 60 grand. SNSMotorsInc.com or call them 444-2341, 444-2341, or stop and see them right across the airport, SNS Motors. If you're in Watford, get across the airport and see Brent and the team for sure. Okay. Let's get to the phones here. And a lot of folks waiting to weigh in. Kay in Minnesota said the most important issue to her is what? Tell me, Kay.
Well, of course, the number one issue to me is the life issue. We need pro-life legislators, number one. I just firmly believe that any civilization that kills its young is doomed.
What's the most important thing you think left to do to fix it? Where should we start to get to the next level of success?
Well, Planned Parenthood has to be taken down, and Ted Cruz is the only legislator, the only candidate that I have heard that has mentioned in any certain terms about taking up charges upon these executives of Planned Parenthood. And I think that's very important. I think we not only have to take them down, but we have to have criminal charges.
Good point. I mean, defunding is one way to stop it, but how about digging into the illegal practices that are exposed on those videos? Good point. Thanks, Kay. Appreciate that. Coal Harbor. Dennis is next. Have they fixed that grain bin that tipped over in Coal Harbor yet, Dennis?
No, it's still laying on its side.
Is that like a landmark now for just so we can all remember when that tornado rolled through? Or what the heck's that all about anyway?
Well, it was straight winds a few years ago. I asked a local farmer about it, and they say it's an insurance claim. Apparently, the claim has been paid, and the insurance company just doesn't do anything about it.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a landmark.
I chuckle every time I go through it. I get a good laugh out of it. But
okay.
What is on your mind, Dennis?
I want to comment about this EPA spill. We got to stop kidding ourselves. If we fine the EPA, we're fining ourselves. They operate on taxpayer dollars.
Yeah.
Now,
true.
And it's going to get fixed. Of course you're going to do it. But we're going to pay for the whole cotton picking thing. My suggestion is make some heads roll. Get it on. You know, take people job away that are up there at the top making decisions for these clowns.
That's a better idea. Very much.
So the EPA administrator resigns. So what? To pick your head anyway.
Well, but
go down into the management end of it and
you bet.
It up.
Exactly. Good suggestion, Dennis. Thanks for calling, and all the best in Coal Harbor. Jerry in Williston, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, I found out something about 6 months ago I wasn't aware of. I'm a veteran, and I had some problems. I called Congressman Kramer, and he tried to help me. But I finally found out VA health care is a means-tested program. And to me, I've never heard of a means-tested program, federal program. And a good friend of mine about 2 months ago went down to sign up for VA health care. He's in his late 60s. And they told him he made too much money. He couldn't even sign up. Now, when we went into the service to serve our country, nobody said we're going to be needs testing you to see if you get health care insurance. You are guaranteed health care insurance because you served in the armed forces.
Yeah, you ought to get it. That's troublesome. I wish Congressman Kramer was here for that one, because that would be a good one for him to take on. I'm going to ask you to hold, Jerry, for two reasons. One, we're going to get your address because you just won the Dakota Farms Family Restaurant Breakfast for Two giveaway today, courtesy of our friends from Cloverdale. The big flavor hotline caller of the day means you get a $20 gift certificate and breakfast for two. And there is, in Williston, a Dakota Farms Family Restaurant.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, just like there is in Washburn and Mandan and Rugby. So, way to go. Hang on. We'll get that information, and we'll dig into both the story you called about and also to get you your gift certificate. All right. We only have a minute left, but there's a big event going on in Newtown today at Fort Bears Casino and Lodge. Dave Byrne, the marketing director, is on the hotline here to tell us a little bit about it. Dave, why are you celebrating today?
Well, we're adding on to the casino. We've been remodeling it over the last year or two, coming up, celebrated 20 years a year or so back, and we've just been remodeling. I got a $47 million expansion and event center remodel going on right now, adding on 85,000 square feet brand new event center that's going to seat upwards to 4,000 people, have custom suites, give us the opportunity to host a variety of different events other than just concerts. So it's pretty exciting times up here. We're doing a ribbon cutting at at noon and giving some tours, and then we'll wrap it all up with some free yacht rides on our yacht that's on the river down below.
Oh, fantastic. I've heard some great things, too, about how it's been decorated with some tribal customs and culture. And listen, for tourists, for folks in business in that part of the world, trade shows, conferences, there's going to be a lot of use for that expanded facility there at Four Bears Casino and Lodge. Newtown, North Dakota, is just up there at the marina. Their marina is fantastic. So glad you got in here, Dave, before the end of the show. Thanks for telling us about it. Congrats on the grand opening and ribbon cutting today. All right, folks, we're out of time. Sorry we didn't get to all of you, but we'll do it again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.